So as I was saying, I will not be going into any more details as far as the Amazing Trekking Adventure part is concerned, okay? At least not for now, that is, okay? However, I do at least want to share with you all, you know, just the, you know, what the general process was sort of like in terms of, you know, how I came up with all those delicious nicknames. I think you all would be, you know, very interested in that part, right? Oh, yeah. And so, I mean, they all, you know, they all sort of follow the same central theme, and that's the use of a little imagination. That's right. And the use of some imagination. Now, some required a little bit more imagination than the rest, but all in all, you know, that's the central theme, the use of imagination. That's right. Okay, and so, like I said, halfway through the Amazing Trekking Adventure, I think I had already mentioned this. Yours truly was getting ready to get behind the camera. That's right, get behind the camera. And so when you get behind the camera, what you sort of want to do along the way, at least that's what yours truly did, what you want to do is sort of keep an eye out, you know, along the way. And if you get lucky, that's right, if you get lucky, you might be able to spot a genius or two that you might find interesting, that you might be able to work with. That's right. You might be able to work with. But you all know how the rest of that Amazing Trekking Adventure went, right? So that was a big no, right? Anyways, that's what it was sort of like, right? And so when you come across certain individuals, you just sort of, I don't know, you sort of picture how you would play this individual in a, you know, in a certain scene or setting, okay? And so that's where the imagination comes in to play, okay? I mean, we can do an example here. Yeah, we got some time. We could do an example here. Let me go ahead and pick a name here. What do we have? Maybe we should probably pick one that required a little bit more imagination than the rest. Since, how about we focus in on gold chains? Let me drop the weights real loud for a little attention. Now, gold, well, it doesn't have to be gold chains. You know, I just sort of picture this individual, you know, wearing some sort of, I don't know, some sort of necklace and some headphones, walking into a fitness gym on a Monday morning, right? Didn't quite have a very good weekend. And so he's, you know, he's on a mission. He's on a mission to try to blow off some steam. And so whatever exercise he's about to do, or, you know, he's about to try to max out on it. Now, if those of you who, you know, aren't too familiar with the term max out as it pertains to, you know, lifting weights, it just simply means that, you know, whatever exercise you are going to do, you're probably going to try to go as heavy as you can and still complete at least one repetition of it. That's, you know, basically what the term max out means, okay, when it comes to lifting weights. So this individual I pictured, you know, walking in with some, you know, some sort of necklace of some sort. Like I said, it doesn't have to be a gold chain. You know, I just pictured this individual walking into a gym with like some, you know, with some headphones and some sort of necklace and a gallon of liquid, you know, probably some, you know, pre-workout shit or some shit like that, right? Or some energy type shit. And so he's walking into the gym with a mission to blow off some steam, right? And, you know, the gym is fairly busy but quiet, right? It's busy but quiet because it's early in the year. It's early in the year. And, you know, people have fitness goals, right? New Year's resolution fitness goals, okay? So it's busy but quiet, okay? And so I picture this individual walking in and, you know, he takes a gulp out of his liquid stuff, okay? And then he gets straight to the racks and he starts racking up a bunch of weights, right? And then, you know, whatever exercise he's, you know, going to do, I just sort of picture him trying to pick it up real. He's pushing, but he can't quite get there. And so on his way down to fail, he's not going down quietly. Nor lightly. Oh no, he's not going down quietly or lightly. he's about to take the damn gym. He's about to try to take the damn roof down with him. Oh yeah. And so, hang on one second.